We actually reached over 10,000 subscribers.
That's right.
Yeah, it was good. I know.
Subscribe.
I know. Like and subscribe. That's how we should start this segment. Please like and subscribe.
Right here.
Wherever Steve puts the button. I don't know. But you can, not that I don't care about likes, because we do, but if you subscribe, then you will see more of our content, because we do post every week, as long as I'm not traveling or good about it. But anyways, yeah, like us and subscribe us so that you get more content anytime that we post it. Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. Okay, so I'm really excited about this because we've never had this conversation. I think maybe I brought it up a couple times in some of our segments. We have Linda here with us, and she's from the Parkinson's Foundation, and she's here to specifically talk to us about the helpline that they have. Did you know that they had a helpline?
I did know they had a helpline.
You did? Did you ever call it?
I have not called it.
So, welcome, Linda.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on. I called the helpline, I don't know, probably like 6 months ago or a year ago, just because I was like, you know, I'm like, I wanted to talk about it, but I never did it myself. So I called and I told the person why I was calling. but I did have some questions. So then, you know, I asked and, you know, we had a good conversation, but I wanted to have the listeners hear from you specifically on what the Parkinson's Foundation helpline is and what you can do for people. So if you want to kind of introduce yourself and start with that, then we'll go from there.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here and meet you and your community. So the Parkinson's Foundation helpline is, you know, sometimes you've heard the phrase like information and referral. We are that and more. Mm-hmm. We really have a lot of collective knowledge. There's about 12 of us on the helpline.
Okay.
We answer questions or emails related to Parkinson's and the needs of the Parkinson's community. We have a variety of backgrounds of the staff. So you really are plugging into a collective consortium, you might say, of very informed people on different aspects of Parkinson's. So,
like, what kind of backgrounds do you have?
Well, we have social workers and nurses and people in ancillary therapies, and so a tremendous amount, and people with years of experience working with the Parkinson's community, which is a big plus too. And we are helping people with, you know, from A to Z. I would say that we're getting questions from the whole continuum of concerns. And I think of this a lot like problem solvers.
Mm-hmm.
We really do listen and try to dig into solving some problems and giving some educated guidance on some next steps to take. We want people to sort of think of us as part of their healthcare team.
Okay.
Although not in that role, because we are not able to do that. We're not able to be your doctor or your nurse or your registered dietitian, or we're not able to fulfill that for a lot of reasons. You know, you have to have licenses in the state that somebody's calling you from, and you have to, you know, meet certain legal requirements, but we do really feel like from behind the phone, I can tell you that we all are very serious about it, and we collaborate with each other. Like if one of us has a question, the other one's not sure how to answer, we communicate with each other via chats and emails and saying like, we'll say, we'll get back to you on this, and we're going to do some checking on something, because we really do want to try to get down to the bottom of something that is, you know, troubling to people. So
how many people do you get that like call on, or did the, you know, I don't know. Cause I was excited when I learned about it, but I don't know why I never thought to call. I mean, I have questions all the time.
Is there? Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't think a lot of people really think of the depth of what a helpline can do for them. They might think it's like a volunteer organization and where maybe just have information about support groups or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we get thousands of calls consistently every year, thousands and thousands of phone calls. We're busy every day. We are available 10 hours in the day. So if we have people who start at 9 a.m. Eastern time, and the phone line ends at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So we're on for a full scale of hours, and we have staff who are in different time zones. So we're able to really cross the U.S. well,
yeah,
with our ability, you know. So we're really thrilled to connect with people. And we have, I think we're four people who speak Spanish.
Oh, that's great.
We're bilingual. So that's also a big plus for us.
So what's the advantage of calling the hotline versus maybe just going out to the website?
Well, I think we give a lot of context. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if somebody's calling about a problem that is just really unique for them, like their medication isn't working like it does for a friend they know, you know, so why isn't it working for me when it works for them? You know, mm-hmm. So we can start to kind of investigate and kind of evaluate that a little bit with them and talk about some ideas. And so that might be another reason, one reason. But another reason is that I think it's very helpful to have context.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're reading something on the screen, it's like flat information that's generalized, but is it applicable to you? Maybe or maybe not. And so I think the having an individual hear your story is very important, and the individual details of what you're going through, and it may not be applicable to what you just read. So I'm glad we have so much information,
mm-hmm.
but I'm really glad we have people here, including myself, to help put things in context. And it's scary sometimes to read something on the internet and have no one put that in context for you.
Is there a variance in age, or is there one age group that seems to call more than maybe like young onset versus normal onset?
I think the majority of people, I'm pretty sure the majority of people are the average age of onset, you know, the mm-hmm. age 60 and above. But we get our young onset people too, of course.
Do you get
it's true.
Do you get mostly just patients, or do you get caregivers as well?
We get a lot of caregivers.
Did you? Okay.
A lot of care partners call us. Yeah.
Like if a caregiver and or a patient has a specific question, like we were just talking in the previous segment about constipation, and we were talking about pelvic floor physical therapists. Do you guys make recommendations on the types of doctors or specialists that you can see based on the problem that they give you?
Yeah, so we will, in our database, we keep a list of doctors that specialize in movement disorders. So, you know, you might expect that what we would do. So we have numerous, many, many, many of those. I don't know what the exact number is, but I don't know that we have 100% of them that are available in the U.S., but I think we have pretty close to that number in our system. And then we have resources that we plug into, including our own database for physical therapists, speech, mm-hmm. occupational therapists that have background in neurology or Parkinson's, who have some certifications in that. So you're not just getting any, you know, PT or any OT, you're getting somebody who is got some kind of background in this, which you would want. And we might have other professionals, but not so much. It's if they have been part of one of our trainings, we have professional education trainings, and let's say a GI doctor attended one of those and they got the certificate in that training, then we might have them in our database. But we don't have lots of those.
What types of questions, like what's like a typical category, I guess, of questions that people ask for? Is it typically around symptoms or medications or side effects? Or
I think we probably get a lot of questions about medications. It's probably like the most, something in like treatments or when treatments aren't working as well for them. And like, why aren't they? And a frustration with a symptom that maybe they may not know that the medications don't really do too well with it anyway.
Okay.
You know, they might think, oh, I'm on this medication and all the symptoms respond well to it. And they may not know that some symptoms that do not really change that much with medications. So we're doing a lot of medication education. But then we're also like medication hygiene, I would call it. You know, like, are you taking your medication, you know, consistently, the same time of day? You know, are you taking it with a lot of protein in your stomach, a lot of fat, a lot of fiber? You know, if you're not feeling like the medications are working as well, then maybe try taking it on a protein-free stomach, or maybe have like applesauce in your stomach. But, you know, give that medication a clear path through your stomach. Don't have as many hindrances to it, so that it can get right up to the brain. We coach people on that too.
Do you have a list of gyms or communities that you can give out? Because I know that's probably one of the one things that we get
asked a lot.
Like, how do I find a community like you, or how do I find a gym like that, like PD Next Steps and stuff like that?
So we do maintain a list of wellness programs, but we don't list them by gym, so to speak. We just list them by program. So let's say there's a Rocksteady boxing class.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Omaha, Nebraska. We'll be looking for, and somebody calls from there in the Omaha area, we'll look up the resources, the wellness resources for Omaha, and then we'll just provide that list of all those programs, exercise and wellness programs for that region.
Yeah, that's got to be beneficial.
Yeah, I would think so. How many times do people, like if they call once, do they typically, are they, I don't know, call serial callers like a bad thing, but are they... Do they typically call more often, or is it like a one and done?
I'd say it's a mixture. We do have people who call periodically. Some people, you know, they're sticking by us because we will have updates on research.
Do you have updates on clinical trials available too?
Well, we will, especially if something is kind of unique news. You know, like there was a recent study, a report about a big leap in stem cell research. And so that is of particular interest because they've been working on stem cell research in Parkinson's for a very long time.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing we will be getting more calls about. So it's very nice to be able to talk to people about this because we are informed. We are the staff here on the helpline. We are infused constantly with information and updates about the disease. So we have specialists in Parkinson's that we meet with on a regular basis, and we have research people, particularly somebody on our staff who has background in basic research. We have them too. So we have access to all these science people, you know, so we know about the clinical part of Parkinson's, but we also have some science kind of information to share.
Do you break down the science a little bit for them? Because, and the reason why I asked that is I was looking online just the other day because a friend of mine sent an article through that was still fairly new. And, you know, of course, I feel like they all say breakthrough for Parkinson's. And it's like, how many times can I see that before it's actually like a cure, you know? And I understand from a medical perspective, it is a breakthrough for them. You know, every step that they're trying to get to a cure, there's so many steps that they have to go through. But I feel like it's very, it could be very confusing for just the typical public. So do you help, I'm sure people call and it's like, okay, is this real? And what does this mean? So do you have to like be breaking down and do like plain language summaries for them?
Yes, yes, yes. I you know, because I've been here so long, I really feel like because I've been in so many science meetings, mm-hmm. I've also been at that like kindergarten level of understanding to now getting the language. I can even speak it pretty smoothly now, you know. Uh-huh. So the more you hear it, the more you understand it. And I can put it into context. We all do. We're trained to do that. And we, you know, some of the science news where you get sort of excited about something and then we like pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh yeah, this is a breakthrough, but it's not ready for prime time.
It's not a breakthrough in your mind. It's a breakthrough in that researcher's study.
Right. Right. And it is, you know, leading down to something that will potentially be a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
We have to manage expectations, you know, with science news.
Yeah.
It really is a managing expectations, and science is very methodical and takes time, and so to get to these points is enormous. Mm-hmm. So we even have a little breakthrough. Yeah. So
the one thing I'd like to point out is so we have Parkinson's kits, which a lot of people at the Parkinson's Foundation are aware of that we have these. So our nonprofit, we just renamed, called Changing Parkinson's. It was 5K for JK. And we've had these kits for a while, and it's filled with things that myself and people at the gym we go to, things that we wish we knew. And one of the items in here, it's like the first like booklet is like, you are not alone. But it talks about learn from experts, not Google. And we have to call the Parkinson's Foundation. It has always been listed here. So I'm hoping people find that. Because, you know, when I called, what I was told is that, you know, the call is recorded and then they document the information so that when I call back, like they know what we've already talked about previously. So there, you guys are kind of building upon that. Is that accurate? Do I remember that correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And the other thing that I have to point out is, you know, because you don't get this everywhere. I think people expect anytime they call a helpline, you get some sort of recording. I want to say I got to somebody when I called and it was like an immediate person and they were so empathetic and they were very, very understanding. I felt like comfortable immediately. And it wasn't like, you know, the automated script, I guess, that people are used to hearing when they talk to, let's say, a specialty pharmacy or, you know, patient support services at, you know, at an organization like this. Like you said, there's 12 of you and you get right to an individual and it's just like talking to a friend who knows what they're talking about.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. We are, that's very important to us, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'd say it's a priority that we return calls very quickly. Also, if for some reason we're not getting you live, we mm-hmm. will return those calls usually within the day or usually within an hour. So that's a very important part of it. And we also realize that we, sort of by default are sometimes, the grease between the wheels, of the healthcare system because the doctors are hard to reach.
Yeah.
Your appointments are stretched out very far,
mm-hmm.
and people are struggling to get return calls sometimes from their doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Even very good, well-meaning doctors, there's a shortage of these doctors.
Yeah,
and so they are booked pretty far out, and so we realize we're able to meet some of the needs the community has by being live and not frustrating people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes,
that's great.
Any last parting thoughts or tips or something that you want to let people know who listen, you know, how or when to call the helpline or?
Yeah, I could go on for probably an hour. But I would say to you, my wish, I have family with Parkinson's historically for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I would say you are at your home. You know, you may not be aware of all the things that are going on behind the scenes. And I want you to keep in mind that there is a sense of urgency, and the foundation feels a sense of urgency to address the disease, to get it cured, to get it reversed, to get it slowed, all of those things. And it's a priority of the foundation, our board. And so I want you to know that you may not feel that, though, when you're at home and you're dealing with your symptoms, or you're in the middle of the night, or you're by yourself, or what have you. Know that you do have us, and it's quiet there, but it's not quiet here where we're at. That's one thing. And then tap into resources. There mm-hmm. are support groups for people who live alone with Parkinson's. There are support groups for women, for men. There are support groups for care partners for different stages of disease. There's some support groups for people of different, like there's a Chinese one, there's mm-hmm. a African American one, there's Hispanic ones. So don't go through it alone, and also just trust me that we are all in this together. We feel it. And we on the helpline, we want to be part of this with you, and we want you to know we are always, keep us in mind that we are one of the people that makes you not go through it alone. So,
and some of the things that you just suggested of different communities, they can find, like they can call and find out maybe specific ones that are in their state. Yes. Or something. Okay. Cause I know it's not always easy for people to do like research online, and there's so many things that pull up that if you can get a list or something,
zeroed in.
Yeah. And somebody talking to you about it, I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And the helpline is toll free. It's, yeah. 800-473-4636. And you can also email us as well.
What's the email?
It's helpline
okay.
at parkinson.org.
Okay. I did not know that. Well, that's great, because I was actually going to, and Steve will show this, I'm sure, on the big screen. But that's what I was going to leave everybody with. So, Linda, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time. Appreciate all the work that you do and your team does. So please tell them that we said thank you for all that they do, because it is it could be a very lonely disease when you don't have the answers and you're not getting support that you need from your physician, or if you don't have a community for that support. So thank you so much for all the things that you guys do.
Thank you. And thanks for your work.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's a labor of love. In our last 30 seconds, though, I'll leave you with this. I think if anybody takes away anything, I hope you do get a chance to call the Parkinson's Foundation hotline. And again, we'll show that hotline again, but it's 1-800-473-4636, which is actually 1-800-4-PD-info. And then you can also email them as well. But I think that this is a wonderful resource. It's, again, just another tool for your toolbox that you can use along this journey. So with that, we will see you all next time. Thanks. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hi, I'm Terry Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.